بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. We continue the discussion on the book entitled Al-Mu'taqad al-Sahih, The Correct Creed, by Al-Sheikh Al-Doktor Abdussalam bin Burgess Al-Abdul Karim. May Allah's mercy be upon him. And we have reached the chapter on Al-Iman, chapter concerning faith or belief. And it is from the creed of Ahlul Sunnah that faith is uttering by the tongue, meaning to utter the testimony of Tawheed, which is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's messenger. It is also اعتقادٌ بالقلب, a conviction in the heart, and that means to firmly attest with certainty of the truthfulness of the utterance of the testimony of faith, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. And it is also عمل بالجوارح. It involves also the actions of the body limbs or body parts. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, may Allah's mercy be upon him, said that the ijma', the consensus of the companions and those who follow them from the successors and those after them and those whom we met, meaning al-Shafi'i rahimahullah himself, that they used to be in agreement that al-Iman, that faith is utterance or saying and actions as well as intentions, meaning sincerity. And none is legally sufficient without the other. And none is legally sufficient without the other. And this is reported by Al-Imam Al-Larika'i in his book called As-Sunnah. And that faith increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Imran, the evidence for this is in Surah Al-Imran chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 173. الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا. الذين قال الله لهم الذين قال لهم الناس إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا. Those are the believers unto whom the people, the hypocrites, said, Verily the people, the pagans, have gathered against you a great army, therefore fear them. But it only increased them in faith. And they said, Allah alone is sufficient for us, and He is the best disposer of affairs. So the point of evidence here is, but it only increased them in faith. So this tells that faith increases, and it increases with obedience. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, verse 2, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ, the believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, feel a fear in their hearts, and when His verses of the Quran are recited unto them, they increase their faith. They increase their faith and they put their trust in their Lord. And the point of evidence is clear, that these verses increase their faith. Furthermore, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah in 9:124, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. And whenever there comes down a surah, a chapter from the Quran, some of them, meaning of the hypocrites, say, which of you has had his faith increased by it? Look at this. Which of you has had his faith increased by it? As for those who believe, it has increased their faith and they rejoice. Again, the point of evidence is that the surah increases the faith, meaning the Quran increases the faith. And furthermore, the evidences are plenty. In 33:22, قال الله تعالى ولما رأى المؤمنون الأحزاب قالوا هذا ما وعدنا الله ورسوله وصدق الله ورسوله وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما. And when the believers saw the confederates, they said, this is what Allah and His Messenger had promised us. And Allah and His Messenger had spoken the truth, and it only added to their faith and to their submissiveness. This is the point of evidence. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Fath in 48:4, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. He, it is who sent down a sakina, calmness and tranquility into the hearts of the believers that they may grow more in faith along with their present faith. And to Allah belong the host of the heavens and the earth. So the point here, they may grow more in faith. So the faith increases with iman. The faith increases with obedience. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Muddathir 74:31, وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا. It's a part. And the believers may increase in faith. Also, قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Tawbah in 9:124, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. And whenever there comes down a surah, chapter from the Quran, some of them, the hypocrites, say, which of you has had his faith increased by it? As for those who believe, it has increased their faith and they rejoice. And that's the point of evidence. Also in the sunnah, in the authentic sunnah, from the hadith of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam admonished the woman and he told them, now I refer to the hadith of Ahmad, of Abi Huraira, which is narrated by Imam Ahmad, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. The most perfect of the believers in their faith are those who are best in character and in manners. جزاكم الله خير. And it's evident that the one who is qualified with this quality is from those who have the perfected faith, then others who are at the opposite side are those who will have defective or diminished faith. And iman is not saying and actions without conviction, because this is the saying of the hypocrites, and Allah addressed their status in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:8, for example. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And of mankind there are some hypocrites who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, while in fact they believe not. And also, faith is not just recognition. Faith is not just recognition, because this is the faith of the kafirs and those who deny the deniers. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Naml in 27:14. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْطَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًّا. And they belied them, those signs wrongfully and arrogantly, though their own selves were convinced thereof, that these were from Allah. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am in chapter 6 verse 33, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. We know indeed the grief which their words cause you, O Muhammad. It is not you that they deny, but it is the verses, the Quran of Allah, that the polytheists and the wrongdoers deny. So the recognition is there, but it is not true faith. Also, this is stated concerning the people of the book in 2:146. قال الله تعالى الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم. Those to whom we gave the scripture, meaning the Jews and the Christians, recognize him, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, as they recognize their sons. But verily a party of them conceal the truth while they know it, to the end of the verse. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them in 2:89, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. Then when there came to them that which they had recognized, they disbelieved in it. Also examine the people of Ad and Thamud, as Allah spoke about them in 29:38. وعادا وثمود وقد تبين لكم من مساكنهم وزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فصدهم عن السبيل وكانوا مستبصرين وكانوا مستبصرين. And Ad and Thamud people, and indeed their destruction is clearly apparent to you from their ruined dwellings. Shaitan, Satan, made their deeds fair seeming to them and turned them away from the right path, though they were intelligent. Similarly, faith or iman is not sayings and conviction without actions, without deeds, without righteous deeds. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered the righteous deeds as part of faith when he said concerning the turning of the direction of prayers from Bayt al-Maqdis, from Jerusalem, to the direction of Mecca. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:143, and we came across this and we explained it thoroughly in the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah, which we will resume inshallah starting tomorrow. قال الله تعالى وما كان الله ليضيع إيمانكم. So their righteous deed of salah was not to be lost, and he named it here Allah as faith and belief. And we made the Qibla, the prayer direction, towards Jerusalem, which he used to face only to test those who followed the Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم from those who would turn on their heels and disobey him. Indeed it was great heavy except for those whom Allah guided, and Allah would never make your faith. Look at this. He called the prayers, which are actions, righteous actions, he called it faith. Also from the two Sahih, Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he addressed the delegation of Abd al-Qais, he addressed this delegation by saying, أَمُرُكُمْ بِأَرْبَعَ. I command you four things. الْإِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ. Have faith and belief in Allah. Then he said to them, هَلْ تَدْرُونَ مَا الْإِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ. Do you know what the iman, having faith in Allah, means? Then he, the Prophet ﷺ, explained, شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله, testifying the testimony of توحيد لا إله إلا الله, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, وإقام الصلاة and establishing the salah. So here he considered it to be from iman. وإيتاء الزكاة and giving the due alms. وصوم رمضان and the fasting of Ramadan. All of these are actions and they are part of faith. وأن تعطوا من المغانم الخمس and that you give out from the booties one fifth of it. Also in the Sahihain, and we say the Sahihain meaning the two Sahihs referring to Bukhari and Muslim. May Allah's mercy be upon both of them. From the hadith of Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet ﷺ said, الإيمان بضع وسبعون أو بضع وستون شعبة. Faith is some 70 or some 60 and so branches. فأفضلها, the most excellent of it, قول لا إله إلا الله, saying that there is no God worthy of worship, there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, وأدناها, and the least, and there is nothing really diminishing of that rank, is إماطة الأذى عن الطريق, removing the harmful object from the way, from the path, والحياء, and bashfulness, شعبة من الإيمان, is a branch of faith. And therefore we understand from these textual proofs that righteous deeds are part of iman, and there is nothing from the actions that which when relinquished and abandoned is considered to be kufr, disbelief, except as-salah. Anyone who totally abandons the salah is قد كفر, commits kufr. And this is the consensus of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is reported from Abdullah bin Shaqiq al-Tabi'i al-Jalil, one of the successors, by the name of Abdullah bin Shaqiq rahimahullah, and that he said that the companions didn't see anything whose abandonment is considered kufr except as-salah. And this is reported by At-Tirmidhi. And the matter of takfir, imputing kufr, is haqqun lillah, is a right that belongs to Allah. And therefore, none is to be considered as kafir except the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger declared to be so, or the Muslims are in unanimous agreement concerning his kufr, his disbelief. And therefore, anyone imputing kufr other than that kufr established by the clear proof and evidence, through a textual proof from the mighty book, an honorable book of Allah, or the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the Muslim consensus, then he deserves the severe punishment and defaming because anyone who imputes kufr on a believer, it is like killing him. As Al-Imam Al-Bukhari related this from Thabit bin Al-Dhahhak from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And kufr may take place by saying, meaning certain sayings themselves could be kufr, If there is no tolerable difference concerning such sayings, meaning if there is no tolerable difference between the scholars regarding this matter, and similarly with respect to actions, and similarly with respect to convictions, and it is not a condition that for every kufr to be considered always as istihlal, meaning someone declaring that such actions or certain actions or certain sayings or certain convictions are permissible. To give an example, to make the unlawful lawful by considering it to be permissible. This is the meaning of istihlal. Some types of kufr may be due to istihlal, and others may be not. So istihlal is not a condition for every kufr. Some people may commit kufr by their tongues and their hearts, and thus may not accept what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. Such a person is considered kafir openly and inwardly in this life and in the hereafter. And this is called kufr al-takdhib. This is called the kufr of belying. This is called the kufr of belying. The evidence is in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Naml 27 verses 83-84. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ فَوْجًا مِمَّنْ يُكَذِّبُ بِآيَاتِنَا فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوا قَالَ أَكَذَّبْتُمْ بِآيَاتِي وَلَمْ تُحِيطُوا بِهَا عِلْمًا أَمْ مَاذَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Till when they come and remember the day when we shall gather out of every nation a troop of those who denied our ayat, our signs, verses, evidences, and then they all shall be gathered and driven to the place of reckoning. Till when they come before their Lord at the place of reckoning, he will say, did you deny my ayat, my verses, my proofs, my revelation, when you comprehended them not in knowledge, or what else was it that you used to do? And from the people there are those who are certain concerning the truth in their hearts. They are certain of it. However, they conceal the truth in their hearts and make the belying on their tongues. And they may stand either to oppose the truth with their actions. This is like the disbelief of Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, concerning Musa, and the disbelief of the Jews in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on Musa also, the salah and salam of Allah be. Qala Allah ta'ala concerning Fir'aun in 27 verse 14, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنْفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. Concerning the Pharaoh with Musa, and they belied them, those ayat, the verses, the proofs, the evidences, wrongfully and arrogantly, though their own selves were convinced thereof. This is the point of evidence, that these verses, these signs, their proofs are from Allah, and Musa is the messenger of Allah in truth. But they disliked to obey Musa and hated to believe in his message. And concerning the Jews, Allah said in chapter 2, verse 89, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا به. And when there came to them, the Jews, a book, this Quran, from Allah, confirming what is with them. And then when there came to them that which they had recognized, they disbelieved in it. And when there came to them that which they had recognized, they disbelieved in it. And this type of kufr is called kufr al-juhud, the kufr of denial. The kufr of denial. Some, on the other hand, may attest to the truth openly and inwardly with the tongue and in the heart, however, do not yield to the truth, do not submit to the truth, either out of hate or of haughtiness and opposing Allah and His Messenger. Although he may be believing in this truth, but he's obstinate. Position stands to contradict his belief. This is like the kufr of Iblis, of Satan, as Allah described him in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2, verse 34. إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate yourselves before Adam, and they prostrated except Iblis, Satan. He refused and was proud and was one of the disbelievers. So he refused and was proud and was one of the disbelievers. And what did he argue? He argued, as in Surah Al-Isra 17:61, أَأَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينَ. Out of his proud and haughtiness, he argued, أَأَسْجُدُ لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ طِينَ. And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate unto Adam, they prostrated except Satan. He said, shall I prostrate to one whom you created from clay? Also, this is the obstinate form of kufr. Kufr al-inad. As in 15:33. Similarly, لم أكن لأسجد لبشر خلقته من صلصال من حمأ مسنون. And remember 15:33, when Iblis, Satan, said, I am not the one to prostrate myself to a human being whom you created from sounding clay of altered black smooth mud. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah makes the following explanation. He said, if the slave of Allah commits the sin while believing that Allah forbade it upon him, and that he believes that he must submit to Allah in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade, this is not a kafir. However, if he believes that Allah did not forbid, or that he forbade, however he refuses to submit and yield to this forbiddance, then he is either someone who is an obstinate or someone who is denying. Furthermore, if someone turns away from the truth, not believing nor denying, if someone turns from the truth, not believing nor denying, and not giving any heed, and that does not give, does not hear, doesn't want to hear it, either by way of haughtiness or mockery or intentionally, so that he may take a position of false pride, not to listen, then the following verse in Surah Fussilat 41:3-4 is a description of this type. كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا فأعرض أكثرهم فهم لا يسمعون. A book whereof the verses are explained in detail, a Quran in Arabic for people who know. فأعرض أكثرهم, giving glad tidings and fears and warning, but most of them turn away, so they listen not. Also in the same chapter, 41:5, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي أَكِنَّةٍ مِّمَّا تَدْعُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَفِي آذَانِنَا وَقْرٌ وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ فَاعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ. And they say, our hearts are under covering screen from that to which you invite us, and in our ears is deafness, and between us and you is a screen, so work you your way. Verily we are working our way, meaning we are not listening to that we are inviting us to, feeling that this is a burden on them, or disliking that which the Prophet ﷺ brought them. Then this type is called kufr al-i'rad, the kufr of turning away. Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah defined this type of kufr. He said, وَأَمَّا كُفْرُ الْإِعْرَادِ, as to this kufr which is called kufr of turning away, of i'rad, he turns away with his hearing and his heart away from the messenger, not believing nor denying him, not giving him allegiance nor standing in opposition, and not listening totally to that which the Prophet ﷺ brought. This is kufr, known as kufr al-i'rad, meaning turning away. In another definition he said, a pure kufr, a pure turning away, doesn't examine what the messenger brought, he does not love it, nor he hates it, he does not oppose it, nor he gives it allegiance, rather he turns away from following it. This is kufr al-i'rad, kufr of total turning away. Some people, on the other hand, may commit kufr, deny in their hearts, inwardly, while submit outwardly, showing off, or seeking one of the pleasures of this life. This is the kufr of hypocrisy. This is the kufr of nifaq, of hypocrisy. Meaning, originally these people are not believers, but they pretend so for an outwardly gain. And this is the fifth type of kufr. The sixth type of kufr is when someone or some remains in doubt and hesitation, not firm concerning anything. This kufr is called kufr shak, the kufr of doubt. This is called kufr shak, the kufr of doubt. So now we have learned six types of kufr, and we affirm again that the kufr may take place due to conviction and saying and actions as well. Conviction wise, believing that Allah has a partner, or that Allah has certain defects in himself and or in his attributes, or that he has a wife or a son, or making permissible adultery, or making permissible drinking alcoholic beverages. These are just examples. Believing that these matters are permissible. And as in terms of sayings, for example, insulting Allah or His Messenger or the angels or the Deen of Islam, or making mockery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His signs and or verses. And this applies whether the person was in a state of making fun or serious, whether he thinks it permissible or otherwise. And this is evident from the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 65. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. If you ask them about this, they declare, "We were only talking idly and joking." Say, "Was it at Allah and His ayat, proofs and evidences, verses, signs and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم that you were mocking? لا تعتذروا. Make no excuse. You have disbelieved after you had believed. Make no excuse." As to the kufr through actions, like prostrating to the idol or prostrating to a grave occupant, or to the sun or to the moon, or throwing the Mus'haf, the Book of Allah, the copy of the Mus'haf we have, the copies of the Quran in print, throwing it in filthy places, and the like. Having said this, it must be also noted that there is a difference between التكفير العام وتكفير الشخص المعين, between general declaration of kufr, that this matter is kufr, and between imputing kufr on a particular person. The general takfir, the general declaration of kufr, is like the general threat, كالوعيد العام, is like the general threat. It's a must يجب القول بإطلاقه وعمومه. It's a must that it is to be declared in generality. Like, for example, the sayings of the Imams of Islam. For example, when they say, من قال القرآن مخلوق فهو كافر. Whoever says that the Quran is created, then he is a kafir. And like, for example, the saying of Imam Ibn Khuzaymah, rahimahullah ta'ala, when he said, من لم يقر بأن الله على عرشه قد استوى فوق سبع سماواته فهو كافر. حلال الدم وكان ماله فيئة. That whoever says, or whoever does not attest that Allah is rose or rose over his throne above the seven heavens, then he is a kafir. His blood is worthy, permissible, meaning to be killed, and his wealth is a booty. These are general terms. As to their applicability on the person who may have said this or some of these statements, then in this case, لا بد من توفر الشروط وانتفاء الموانع. Then it is inevitable and incumbent that evidences or conditions are met and that impediments are removed. And therefore, it is not necessitated nor entailed that from the general takfir applies the particular takfir until the conditions of takfir are met and the impediments are removed. Because there may be conditions which concerning this particular person, such that the imputation of kufr on him may not apply, or there may be impediments to prevent from declaring him a kafir in person. And it must be added also that this matter, as grave as you can now you recognize, it is not left for the emotional youth, especially in our times, nor even for the students of knowledge, but rather to the grand scholars and the reliable scholars of Ahl Sunnah. Unfortunately, what we are seeing in our times is otherwise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and guide our youth to the truth and to the correct knowledge, and make us all apply it on ourselves and fear Allah in what we say and in what we act. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.